In December last year, the DRC permitted Ugandan forces to enter its northeastern territory to try to root out the rebel Lord's Resistance Army. The exchange of ambassadors between the two countries is the first in nearly 12 years. During this time, the two countries maintained their embassies, but had rejected foreign relations. Ties between the two countries are seriously strained by the excursion of Ugandan forces into the largely lawless eastern Congo territory to fight rebel groups that were using the area as a safe haven. Ugandan Minister for International Affairs, Akelo Oryem, told VOA the military cooperation late last year against the LRA was the turning point in the two countries' volatile relationship.
These are significant developments by any standards in the relationship that we've been having with the DRC, which had deteriorated to a very low level.
The recent course of events bringing fresh links between the two countries closely mirrors the renewal of relations between the DRC and Rwanda. Soon after the Congolese military cooperated with Ugandan forces against the LRA, the DRC and Rwanda engaged in joint military operations against the Hutu rebel Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda. In July, Rwanda and DRC formally appointed ambassadors for the first time in more than a decade. Oryem said that the improvement in bilateral ties with the DRC took much longer than should have been the case, but said that a variety of factors finally led to the new mindset among the region's players.
I think that the change in attitude in the leadership, the change in environment around them, the change in the international diplomacy, all contributed to the timing now, to finally around the last year for things now, take a new course and new development.
The improved ties between the countries are good news for the region's inhabitants, where sour ties between the DRC and its eastern neighbors had driven instability in the mineral-rich region for more than a decade. Foreign armed rebel groups have used unstable eastern Congo as their bases of operations, and both Rwanda and Uganda have supported rebel movements to topple the DRC's government. In July 2002, Rwanda and the DRC signed a peace agreement that called for the withdrawal of 20,000 Rwandan troops from Congolese territory. A couple of months later, the DRC completed negotiations with Uganda to end their respective hostilities. According to Oryem, the renewed relations with the DRC has eased cross-border movement by the region's locals. He says business and trade between the two neighbors has been steadily rising the past few months. Earlier this year, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni met Congolese President Joseph Kabila on the border to signal a new page in DRC-Uganda relations. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.